First of all, before I start, I just want to say I never thought I'd be here, actually. My background, before coming here to this church, I was in between churches, so I just want to thank everybody for welcoming me here. To start off, I'll just tell you, I was born on May 24th, 1972. My family and I, we lived in different locations around the country, different states. I really had no relationship with the Lord throughout my youth. Basically, I was doing things kind of my own way, just being a child, I guess, being a kid, just living life, not really thinking about anything religious or anything of that nature. So it was my mother that really brought me into the church. When I was a child, I have a younger sister, and we attended church occasionally with my mom. And even at that time I was going to church, I really was just going just to, because I had to go, really, not because I really had a relationship with the Lord. But it was actually through the early years. It wasn't until I graduated from high school that I really, once I got a little older and I started realizing that some of the trials that I've been going through and the hardships, that I couldn't solve a lot of the issues on my own. And a lot of the things that I was going through in my life, I really just tried to do it in my own way, and it didn't work. It really didn't work. I was doing things with friends that who weren't believers, and just people that were just living in the world, I guess, and doing things their own way. No relationship with God, even at around my teenage years. And I was kind of just doing what I wanted to do. I had no guilt for anything. Anger really was a big part of my, probably one of the biggest sins I had to deal with. Probably was a lot of anger and disobedience, even like to my parents at times. And so I really felt that it was all about me, really. And it just wasn't any anything wrong with that at the time. That's what I thought. Once I reached around the once I became a little older, especially when I went to college at Lewis University in Romeoville, and once I went down there and started school, I became connected with friends and people that still weren't in godly, you know, I wasn't really going to godly places or doing godly things. And once I graduated from college and I moved out on my own, I did start attending a Baptist church in Wheaton, where I used to live. And I heard a sermon one Sunday about praying and sin. And the sermon really touched me, because it really brought out all the sin that I was doing. And it really made me aware of how prayer can change things. And I was hurting inside because of all the depression and loneliness that I've even now still deal with. And then some of the hard times, I was out of work for a while. And once, when all those things were happening and I started going back into church, it seemed like once I started attending church that a lot of these things that were problems, they were still in my life, but it didn't seem like it was as hard to deal with, because I knew I had God that was helping me through it. And I began to pray more, and I began to read the Bible more, and I began to ask God for forgiveness of my sins. And once I did that, I became more humble, I guess, and more more. I tried to become more of a servant to God through prayer and fellowshipping and attending church, and just becoming more of a child of God. I knew that if I didn't change some of the things in my life that I was doing, that before I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, before I did that, I knew that if I didn't change some of the things I was doing, that I might be going to hell. Because I thought that just being a good person is all it took to get you to heaven. That you just, if you do some good things, and you know, even if you don't have a relationship with God, as long as you're a good person, that's all it takes. But once I started coming to church and reading the Bible and seeing God work miracles in people's lives and how things can turn around, I realized that the strength is not from within myself, it's from within the Lord. That I just had to break down my pride and my I guess boasting of myself, to know that I'm weak and I need God. And so that's what I've been doing, and it's still a work in progress. I'm just, because I'm, you know, now a Christian and come to church, doesn't mean that I'm immune to some of the all these issues. Because I think for me, it's been harder even as a Christian. I mean, it's now, because when I wasn't, I was doing things that I didn't, you know, I didn't really didn't have any guilt over what I was doing. And so now, if I do something that's not right, I feel the guilt, and I feel that that's not what I should do or say. It's how I treat people and the way how I talk to others, and just the way I conduct myself in places, it's differently now. I've never been one to have like a really bad temper, but there's been times, especially with work and stress at times, because I have a high stress job, and it's quite often it's hard to keep myself at ease at times. But I working with people that, you know, are sometimes difficult in situations, but I've coming to church and reading my Bible and praying has given me even more comfort with that, to deal with tough situations with work, because I've had some issues in a lot of areas. So there's a couple of scriptures that I always look at that helps me kind of ease some of the burdens. One of them is the 37th Psalm, verse 4, when it's, delight yourself in the Lord, and he should give you the desires of your heart. Because there's a lot of things right now that I'm in need of, that I'm seeking in my life, and I'm still looking for answers to prayers. But if I had delight myself in the Lord, and by that I mean coming to church and praying and fellowshipping and giving and being a servant and getting involved in the ministry, that's all part of it. I feel like I'm doing what God's asking me to do, doing what I'm called to do, and then the needs will be met. I mean, one of the things that I'm dealing with is, like I said, being patient and waiting on the Lord to answer prayer. It's interesting what the sermon's about today, single and being single and complete. You know, that is something that, you know, again, is very prevalent in my life, because I'm dealing with, I've dealt with some depression and anxiety. So I will say that the number one source of medicine for me probably is from the Lord. You can go to the doctor or go to your counselor or therapist, but I think going to, and they're good. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with going to see a professional, but my first course of action is to see the Lord, to pray about it, and ask the Lord to guide me, and listen to what He's saying. He speaks to me a lot. He speaks to everybody, I really feel that that's something that I wasn't doing in the past. Decisions I made were just decisions I made because it was just all about what I wanted to do. It wasn't decisions that I would seek the Lord about, because I know the Lord wouldn't. I know there's consequences with decisions we make that don't line up with God's plan. And now that I'm, now that I have God in my life, I know that every decision I make has to be a godly decision. And the trials and some of the temptations and trials are always going to be there. But another scripture I really always look to is James chapter 1, the first 5 verses. Consider it joy when you go through various trials and tribulations in life, for it's the perseverance that'll test your faith. And I find that to be very, very true in my life, because I know that He has a plan and purpose for me. And I live my life for the Lord now. Even every time I read the Bible or just pray or just come to church, it's all about the Lord. Another thing is, now that I've found Christ in my life, I have found more happiness and peace with myself, and just still very hard at times. Bear with me, because I'm really not used to public speaking like this, but it's still very hard, because if I'm not, I have to be, we all have to be careful about people, places, and things that we involve ourselves with in our lives, because Satan is always trying to manipulate things and trying to get, and this is what I deal with often, is sometimes doubting situations, having doubt, because Satan is trying to get me off track. He wants to get us all off track and to think that what God says will happen won't. And it's hard to it's a battle to be trusting, and at the same time with Satan trying to put doubt into my mind. But as long as I stay in the Word, and as long as I stay prayerful, that's my defense against Satan, I guess. To stay in the Bible and pray, because it's all in my. I think I have found that a lot of the fears and doubts is in your mind, it's in your head, because it's what Satan, he messes up your mind, your thinking, and then once it happens, you're trapped. And I find that if I stay, and this is what in the past I hate to say it, but I was a child of the devil, really. I was not living for God. And when he was trying to put these doubts in my mind, I was giving in to the ways of Satan and doing things that I should not be doing. But now that I am a Christian, I have the Bible, I have God in my life, and I have a prayer life that is a that I can lean on and rely on. That's gonna, you know, it will help me in defense of what Satan is trying to do. He's trying to bring me down, but I'm not letting him do that. It's hard, especially there's some situations in life where like, for example, dealing with loneliness is one issue I deal with a lot of times. And I know I have, God is always with me, so I'm never really alone. And so finding some peace and happiness in that, I don't think about physically needing somebody with me as much as I think about having God with me. Because he'll never leave or forsake me. And people will disappoint you, and people will leave you, but God will never leave you. And that's what I and he'll bring people into your lives that are, and I have found that the people that he's brought into my life are godly people, and people that will help build, we're supposed to build each other up. And so just in closing, I'd like to say that this church, I found that the Spirit of God moves here, and I find that this is a place where I can come every Sunday and feel God right here every day, every Sunday, and feel the presence of the Lord. And it's very important that I share my life with others as well. I used to think that I didn't really need to go to church as long as I just read my Bible and prayed, and that was all I needed to do. I was just coming into Christ, but I didn't really feel like the fellowshipping was part of the was that as important as well. But now I've made a commitment to, as much as I can with my work schedule, but I make a commitment to coming every week and being in the presence of the Lord around other believers. So I think there's something different about coming to. I mean, I find personally that when I come to church, it's different than. I'm not saying there's other believers I work with, but it's just different when you're in a church. At a service with other people, all together at the same time, and because the world is very wicked, and there's so much out there that's wrong and just, you know, and vile. But just for the few hours that we attend church every Sunday, we come together as a body of Christ, and I'm sure everybody has problems. Everybody's broken. But everybody comes together to lift each other up. This is a place where I feel I can do that. And one last thing. I don't mean it's a long story. You know, people at my job have seen me kind of down and depressed. And when they see me, they basically ask me what's wrong with me. But then I feel the Holy Spirit moving over me sometimes. I almost break down and cry sometimes because of the pain and some of the depression I've dealt with and some of the issues. And I think that sometimes, I used to think that's kind of a sign of weakness. But if God is working in your life and the Spirit is moving you, that's just God's, that's God right there. Because he's breaking you down to come to him. I have found that doing that is so important that I can't make it on my own. I need the Lord, because I'm not, I'm, you know, I need a Savior. So, in closing, I just would like to say again, I'm happy to be here, and this testimony was very meaningful to me. So, thank you.
Praise God.
Thank you.